This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, childbearing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of childbearing in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, it is something which is apparent that in the whole world we can see there is a problem of childbearing in many nations or in many countries. There are many countries whose native people are less than those who are migrated. And on top of that, obviously, we can see that the ratio of the male and female or the older generation with the youngest generation is equal. And this is something which is alarming in today's world. Therefore, Islam has said and emphasized on having more children. Why? Because the cause of the generations being generated or this human life, it goes on with the generations. If we do not have generations, the passage of time or the transformation of this generation to next generation will become harder. With the pandemic that we can see in today's world, the amount of people who are dying, these all things shows us that childbearing is one of the important topics.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha
illallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of childbearing in Islamic lifestyle, and we said that this is a major problem in the whole world, and especially with this pandemic that we have, obviously, the people are dying more, and then we are having less children being born, and this is a major problem. When we look at the Islamic texts, we look that the Prophet has emphasized a lot on childbearing in order to have the next generations or have more children. And therefore, we have this in which he said, like, تَنَاكَهُ وَتَكْثُرُ, marry and have more children. فَإِنِّي أُبَاهِ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَوْ بِالسِّقْتِ. And he said, even if there is a miscarriage, do not worry about miscarrying, but have more children, because this will guarantee the human life in the future, because the human life needs to carry on throughout the history and transform and transfer its experiences from this generation to the next generation. And if we are not having more children, this means that we are not transferring what we need to transfer. Obviously, we are transferring the sciences, the education, the perfection to the next generation. And this is the right of our children to be born, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.